Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome back to another episode of the New Guide Radio Podcast. In today's episode, I thought I'd provide a bit of an update of how things have been going since making that transition from ICU to ED in regards to a time management standpoint. It's as you've probably been hearing over the last few months of me making the change, it has been quite challenging, and I never expected it to be this challenging as much as it was. But I'll tell you what, the other day I had a scenario, which I'll go over now, whereby I have my three patients in the acute bed space who are all at different stages of their journey. One patient needs some IV antibiotics as well as some fluids started. Another patient is getting ready. They've all been worked up already. They've been seen by our doctors. They've been reviewed by the specialty doctors and they're awaiting an admission. And then you have another patient who has just turned up who needs an initial workup. And then I have my buddies just gone on to break. They have one patient in their bed space. And there are going to be, I didn't know that it was going to be the case, but there was going to be two more patients coming into their bed spaces fairly soon. So that's the scenario ready to go. So what I've done is I've started by going over and placing a cannula into the patient who needs the antibiotics and the IV fluids. So I'm getting all set up. Everything all sorted to place a cannula. And now the two sets of paramedics are about to come and drop off and want to drop off their patients into the bed space. So as I'm all getting set up, I think I'm all set, ready to go. These guys have come over and I've gone to the two sets of paramedics and they're, "G'day guys, look, I've got these six patients who are about to be here now. I'm the one to, my nurse is on break at the moment. Would you guys mind getting the patient changed into a hospital gown? And I'll be over very shortly." So that they're more than happy, they're all set, they're there ready to go with the patient. And at that stage, my in-charge nurse on my side has recognised that there are two sets of paramedics coming over and they've started to gain a bit of a story on one of these patients for me. So I've gone back over, I've placed the cannula, it's all in place, got it all sorted. Now I've come back over. Once my in-charge nurse has got a bit of a handover, I've gone over to the other set of paramedics and started receiving their handover as well. So now I've got two patients on this side who need an initial workup. One of my other patients who needed a bit of an initial workup need antibiotics and IV fluid started on this one patient, and the other patient's ready to go up to the ward very shortly, and I'm expecting a ward nurse to come down to receive handover. So that's the situation, that's the scenario. And as you can probably think, there's quite a bit going on there. And this exact scenario happens quite often in the emergency department. And to start with, it was quite overwhelming. I think that was the part of making the transition from ICU to ED that was quite difficult. It's in ICU, used to one patient. Yes, you're used to the patient inside and out and all that sort of stuff. But I think it was just the sheer volume of information that you needed to keep into your head in ED that was quite difficult, because you need to understand why the patient's there. So again, you need to understand who the patient is, what needs to be happening for the patient, and what stage of their journey are they up to, and what things can be left that little bit longer, and what things need to be happening right now. And that all has taken the last 7 and a bit months to start to get in between. But with this scenario, I caught myself the other day, for one of the first times, really going, you know what? Yes, there's a bit going on, but I've got it under control. Like I legitimately felt one of the first times being like, you know what? This isn't so bad. Before, earlier on, that would have felt really intense and I would have got a bit frazzled and it would have felt really bad. But now it's under control. And the reason and why I had to think, and now I'm on reflection, I'm probably just word vomiting right now exactly why that's the case in this podcast today. But it's like when you first start, it's difficult to understand the process, what happens for each of the patients. While patients can come in with a whole host of different presentations, it's understanding my role as a nurse and where I fit into the team. Understanding that when they come in, you get the patient changed into the hospital gown, you gain an initial set of vital signs, you do your paperwork in a particular type of way. For example, we do an initial assessment. So that is a particular electronic form that we do, and that has on it how the patient's presented, have they come in via ambulance, have they self-presented, their complaint, so what is the reason for presentation today, their pre-hospital treatment that they've received, have they taken any of their own medicines today, have the paramedics put a cannula in and given them fluids and particular medications, what are their previous medical history, what medications are they normally on, what allergies do they have, as well as any alerts. And alerts might mean something like maybe they're a bit of a falls risk, or maybe the paramedic or the police officer has placed the patient onto an EEA, which I've talked about onto the mental health emergency episode, which is sort of like the patient, the ambulance officer or the police officer believes that the patient's a threat to themselves in regards to mental health. So that's your initial form that you do. And then you know to expect that the patient is going to be seen by the doctor. And a lot of the time, the patient's going to need a cannula and some blood sent away as well. So just understanding the process has taken quite a bit of time. But now knowing this as a nurse, despite these different number of presentations, and also ECG, and ECG is part of it as well, but understanding what needs to happen has made the job so much more manageable, because you know where the patient's up to, what needs to be done, and a large part of it is delegation as well. As you can hear in this scenario, there's quite a bit to happen, but to tackle it all myself would be so much harder. So what happened is I had another, my in-charge nurse, whilst they're exceptionally busy as well, understanding what things can be quickly done to make your job that little bit more easier. So having someone place an IV, having the doctor who's about to come around, maybe I can ask the doctor to be putting the IV in and collecting the bloods. Asking another one of the buddies next door, can you please do an ECG and just do one set of obs for me? These little tiny things, whilst they're only small little things to do, it can just make your job so much easier. Building rapport with the doctors as well. So I think it's been great, since the doctors do stay here for a little while, just building rapport with the doctor makes things so much easier as well. I don't know, this being able to keep track of what the doctor wants, so getting the doctor to sort of tell you when they want things to be done and not just them documenting stuff on there and not telling you, that can be quite difficult and a bit frustrating. But when the doctor comes and tells you, hey Ben, can you please get this particular antibiotics for this patient? They need it because of blah. That way I know in my mind that needs to be done. And also working with your team. So working with your nurse next door can make your day go so much more smoother. When a new patient first comes in, having your buddy who's about to receive the patient on the computer, receiving that information, and I can come in and get the patient changed into a hospital gown, get a 12-lead ECG, as well as get initial sight of vital signs, that gets the job done twice as quick as whether it was with the nurse trying to do it themselves. So it's, I don't know, I think over time, knowing this process, understanding how to work more efficiently with my buddy, knowing what things I can delegate, has just... And also I found that I'm able to retain, for whatever reason, I've been able to retain so much more information in my head about why the patient's there, what needs to be done. And I think that's just come with time. So anyway, guys, it hasn't been easy making the transition, but I've found now that I'm starting to really get the hang of it that little bit more. And it's been fantastic. And it's just adding to my arsenal. And it's this improvement of time management I found to have just increased tenfold. So anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode today. If you have any feedback, please let me know via the New Grad Radio Podcast Facebook page. If not, guys, I'll talk to you guys very soon.